This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
I'm Sergio Salute Tempo.
Salute.
All right. Tomorrow, there's a special day tomorrow. Mm-hmm. There's a special recognition and, farewell ceremony in honor of Colonel R.S. Jota for his, outstanding leadership at Makwilering Police Station. By the way, this is not just a police station. Mm-hmm. Not just a police station. It was named the top police station in Limpopo Province. First runner-up, nationally for Station of the Year. So we are celebrating him as he says goodbye to the force, that he has been part of for years, and this is amazing, man. This is Absolutely. Amazing.
And we have the man in studio. It's not on the line. It's in studio himself. He made sure that he is here. So we have in the studio station commander from Makwilering Police Station, Colonel R.S. Jota, joining us. Realocha, salute, Colonel. Okay.
My pleasure to have you and your listeners. Thank you very much.
And, being voted as the best station commander in the province and the second best in the nation, it's a big deal. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So, for you, when did your journey with the police force begin and how long ago was this?
I joined the police in 1991, the 4th of January. Uh-huh. Yeah, and we traveled the journey now for 34 years, plus the 5 years that they give us, it takes us then to 39 years.
Mm.
Yes.
So, back in the day, it has been said that people were forced to join the police force, the police, because there were very little job opportunities. And you can confirm this. Did you want to be in the field, or was it a matter of circumstances led you to ending up in the field, or was it a choice for you?
I always loved to be a police officer.
Uh-huh.
But when the opportunity came, I was at Dr. C.N. Paduli pursuing teaching. And because of the conditions then, my financial background, family background and whatnot, I ended up pursuing policing, which was also one of my passion. Nothing forced me to do that. Yes.
I am, because you just mentioned that, one of the passions you had was to follow teaching, I'm wondering if you approached the station like a principal would. Principals have this vision of wanting the matric results and to turn the results around for all the grades. Because how does one get to a police station, turn it around, make sure that it's performing well to a point of being voted as the best?
Yeah, I think some of the things got designed because I just found myself cruising in the journey and going through the ranks. And until I ended up at Makwilering in 2023, there was a problem there, and the provincial commissioner said, "Can I give it a try with you?" And I said, "Tumamin."
Oh,
and I went there, and the rest is history.
And you went there, and the rest is history, as you say. But Colonel, we find that a lot of the times, I think you might have picked this up as well. As a radio station, we pick it up as well, and we have conversations. Some of the complaints that community members, anywhere in the country, anywhere in the province, might have when it comes to police officers and police stations and those kind of things. But not to put you on the spot, or not to even dampen anything on the amazing work that you've done, but as you retire, what are some of the concerns that you have noted when it comes to the relationship between civilians and the police?
Not a very healthy collaboration between the police and the community.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, I would refer to them as complainants. And for some reason, sometimes some people are complaining for valid reasons, but while the rest are just seated there and very critical, unnecessarily so. Like we are expected to attend every complaint that comes through telephone and whatnot, and the resources that we are using may not cover everybody, and our people expect us to be everywhere anytime, while they have the opportunity to walk in. Walking in and complain is also one of the means of trying to get our attention.
Mm.
But yeah, our people just sit at home and say, "My house has been broken into, please come here." And at the time of calling, you find you are having quite a long queue of people who also need your attention. So resources sometimes may be a challenge, and you can't please everybody.
All right. You're kicking off your retirement years, and then and post employment. What are the plans?
I'm a church man. I'm a pastor.
Okay. All right.
I've been a pastor since 2002. Now, my consideration is to go and spend the remaining years of my life in the house of the Lord, but at the same time doing some side jobs that would then generate money for me, because I don't want to depend on the church for survival.
Amen.
So, Colonel, as we wrap up our conversation with you, as we wrap up, any words of wisdom you would like to share with, you know, people that are remaining in the force as you are going to be exiting? You know, what words of wisdom do you want to share with them, especially about surviving in this line of work?
My sister and my brother, humanity is an interdependent species. We learn from one another. And that is what I've been doing over the years. I learned from one of the wonderful leaders, like the current one, Lieutenant General Thembi Hadebe, one of the most intelligent women I have ever met in the service, plus many others who are leading with her. So I would say to the young people, learn to learn from others. Be humble, be respecting, and respect where you're coming from, and respect your dream of being in the South African Police Service. More often than not, the young people, especially of today, are caught in situations where they rush for fast life, and in the ultimate end, they find themselves behind bars. So take care of yourself, and the future will take care of you.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, Colonel, thank you so much for especially coming through. We wish you the best in all your endeavors, whether it's in the house of the Lord or whatever it is you choose to decide during retirement. We wish you all the best, and thank you for serving the province just so faithfully and just so loyally. We really thank you for coming through.
I want to thank my provincial commissioner and the leadership, and most especially the members of my police station. They've been so awesome. And may the good Lord keep them for the people of Mahwelering and the people of South Africa.
Amen. That's Colonel Ares Okota, Station Commander for Mahwelering Police Station.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.